excited that you've decided to build a blogging business. The next 13 weeks will be such a life-changing experience. But no worries, I'm going to be here to help you every step of the way. There are going to be huge changes, and the first step is embracing the changes that are upon us. But all I know is she ready. Trust me, you are completely ready to build this ultimate blogging business. And also trust me, it's not going to be easy, but it will be fun as long as you remember to have fun. It took me some years to master the art of gaining income and building my blogging business. And although, you know, it took me a while, I'm here to show you what not to do and what to do to exactly conquer the blogging business world. But it's going to take commitment. Your commitment to building your business and your commitment to growing personally. Because after all, this program is set up for your personal growth. This growth is going to be so exponential, and I encourage you not to skip ahead or do any of the activities out of order, because I've designed it so that each activity makes sense. So you're also going to find action lists within the modules, and those action lists are going to help you check off each activity needed to proceed to the next level. Within the first module, you're going to find various activities. The first module is here to help you gain clarity and establish a healthy mindset that's going to ease you into growing your profitable blog. Mind you, this mindset work is so important because we're going to attract the things that we truly desire, and you truly attract those things when you have steady focus. One of the biggest pitfalls that I see within the blogging community is negative self-talk and negative relationships with their money. During this first week, we're going to work on transforming our negative thoughts into positive outlooks. We're going to reprogram our brains. We're going to establish positive relationships with money so that we can begin to attract the income we deserve. The first action you're going to take is a brain dump. If you look within the module, you'll see a picture of a piece of paper and some words scribbled on it. Make sure you go ahead and open that file, and I'm going to explain to you how the brain dump works. You can approach brain dump in various ways. I like to take a large piece of paper, the ones that you see that are about poster board size, and then I go ahead and take sticky notes and write down every single idea that comes to me, whether it's blog related or life related. But for the sake of this week one module, we're gonna start with a brain dump for your blog. We want to achieve super clarity so that when we are getting ready to work in our next weeks, you have everything written down. You really want to make sure that you have every single idea that comes to you written down on the piece of paper, because it might be cluttering your mind. You want to clear all of that out. So if something pops into your head about topics that relate to your blog, write it down. So if you're thinking about, oh, maybe I should do a blog post on XYZ, make sure you write that down. Or if you have topics that are coming to you about colors, write that down. The goal is to prepare your mind for clarity. You want to do this for about 5 to 10 minutes. And after your brain dump is complete, we're then going to transform our negative thoughts. So that's where you'll find the negative thoughts worksheet. Now, if you have any questions about the brain dump, be sure to give me a holler. You know, just send me an email or shoot me a message on the WhatsApp that we've discussed, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions. So after you complete the transforming your negative thoughts workbook, you want to dive into your SMART goals. This is super important because you're going to really pinpoint your goals specifically. Now, you're going to probably end up with 10 or 20 goals that you're going to create a SMART goal for, but no worries. We can definitely go through all of these on our one-to-one calls. Then after you finish your SMART goal, you're going to dive deep into rewriting your story. This portion is my favorite. Within this exercise, you have an opportunity to highlight the reality that you actually desire. You're going to be rewriting your money story, okay? Your money story has to do exactly with your relationship with money, how you feel when you receive money, how you feel when you have to give money, how you feel when you have debt or bills that have been paid. For me, my money story has gone through years and years of reconfiguration because, just like a lot of other people out there, I have and still do have some debt paying that I have to pay off because I went to school for a number of years to become a clinician, and school is not exactly cheap. So when you're writing your money story, I want you to think about everything that you that you encounter when it involves money. I want you to think about the feelings that you go through. And I mean, I've set out a really simple design for you within that workbook. So again, if you have any questions, you can always come to me. And then after you finish your money story, I've provided you a list of positive affirmations. I want you to choose 3 affirmations, or you can create your own, that you're going to start to recite daily. These affirmations are going to reshape your mind and your beliefs. We use affirmations to solidify our beliefs in the law of attraction. And just briefly, because we'll talk about this on our call, the law of attraction just states that when you focus on something, specifically positive experiences, you'll get those positive experiences back in return. And because the law of attraction has had such a big impact on my business, I want to set you up with this same mindset so that you can have ultimate success. The law of attraction works in 3 ways. There's always affirmations, then you have your manifestations, and then gratitude. We're not going to go too deep into this because I'm going to have another course outside of this program that you're in. But again, we do have our one-to-one calls so that we can go a little bit deeper into the methodology. So you got to remember that success is always going to start in your mind, and focusing on your positive thoughts is going to bring you those positive experiences. And it may sound ridiculous, but that in itself is just a thought that needs to be transformed. Nothing about the law of attraction is ridiculous. We need to learn gratitude and abundance through these exercises in order to embrace our positivity as well. Practicing the law of attraction is going to take work because it requires emotional mastery, but it can be done. Practice keeping your head clear and your mind ready for the desires of your heart throughout this program, because there are going to be times where you're like, man, I don't think I can do this. But trust me, girl, you got this. Remember that I've included an action list that you can always refer back to if you ever feel like you're missing something or there's something you didn't do. I'll catch up with you in the next module or our next coaching session. Live in abundance, ladies.